Njengabameli bezizalwane zaseZimbabwe lapha eSouth Africa, akusiphathanga kahle impela ukuthola ukuthi baxotshwe njengezinja labana abantu bephelekezelela osisi ogulayo. Yebo, kungabe kukhona izinkinga ezivelayo mayelana lokungena komuntu phakathi kwelizwe, kodwa ezibhedlela lapha si-expecta ukuthi ubuntu nempilo ithathwe njengento eqakathekileyo kakhulu. Kube buhlungu kakhulu futhi nje makuthiwa hayi ukuthi kwazi ukuthi li-foreigner bazovezwa ngokunuka amakhwapha. Hayi, buhlungu leyo nhlamba. Siyayibona nje into nje nokukhulunywa lapha nakuma-social media ukuthi abantu bangaphandle siyanuka. Angazi njalo mhlawumbe bona bajwayele abantu abavenuka, kodwa inhlamba yokuthi umuntu akuthethise ngokunuka ibuhlungu kakhulu.
Manje ngokubona kwakho, kuyini okumele kwenziwe ukuze abantu bengaqhubeki behlukuluzwa kangako abagulayo khona ngapho kwele South Africa?
Okuqakathekileyo okuliqiniso yikuthi kuzomele kulungiswe ilizwe lakithi ukuze sikwazi ukuthi siphindele kwelakithi lapho kodwa ngendlela ephephileyo. Kungabe ukuthi siziphepheli impilo yethu yonke. Kodwa ke okwamanje in the immediate term sesiqalile uhlelo esizalwethula kumphakathi mase siqedile ukuxoxisana nama healthcare practitioners angama migrants ikakhulu abavela kwele Zimbabwe nakwamanye amazwe angama migrants too, spring up ama alternative healthcare facilities and create a network ye healthcare. Ngabuya ethe a subscription at least even if it's a small fee engaba accessible to ama migrant, ngoba phela masikunanzelela akuqali manje ukuthi umuntu azithole ehlaselwa esesibhedlela. Angabe usakuthemba, akusathembakalanga mpela nasesibhedlela, ngoba mhlawumbe omunye engakuthethisa kuxotshe acine kwenzela phansi ngezinye indlela. Angisho sokuke kwenzakala sikakuzwa, kodwa ke bayethukile abantu abaningi indlela abaphathwa ngakhona, even bahaladwa khonapho ezibhedlela. Okunye na kufuneka nje nathi isizwe saseZimbabwe, izizalwane zeZimbabwe, ke sigweme ukuzithola singale komthetho. Ngoba ngithe mase ngiyilandelisisa le ndaba, omunye wabathungameli ku-Johannesburg Metropolis Department ungithintile impela lapho, wangichazisa ukuthi hayi mkhwananzi, while siyibona nathi leyo nto asiyithandanga, but kunezinto eziningi ezenzakalayo ezenziwa izizwalwane zakini. Wabalisa wathi eyuveli kwangenelwa iklinika yabanjwa inkunzi, and as far as they identified labo abantu bathi ba-identify kungukuthi labo bantu ngabaseZimbabwe. Anginabo ubufakazi bokuthi labo bantu babe ngabaseZimbabwe na, kodwa-ke kunempikisha mpela esinamathiselwe laphana emdulwini. Kodwa khona nje ukuthi kutholakala abantu bakithi bezithola bengale komthetho kudalela lona lolo khophe oluzosenza ukuthi sihlale sesiyizitha ne-host, of which akulasidingo sokuba isitha se-host. So nathi ake abantu bakithi bazame ukugcina umthetho. Ekunye sizakhala sithi thina sicela ebantwini ukuthi lolu hlelo esesibhizisi-initiator for an alternative health care balusekele ngokusubscribe, wenzele ukuthi those networks of doctors babekwazi ukuyi-sustaina leyo program, ngoba without usekelo lwabo abantu ayisozibe sustainable. Kodwa ke ma isiyenziwe yaze yafika kulelo zinga esifisa ukuthi ifike kilo, we will then see a reduction in the load efeswa ngama-government institutions, because leyo iyabe isingathi iyi-private health care kodwa ethe sort of subsidized level, ngoba sidinga amadokotela nama-healthcare practitioners abazobe be-willing uku-offer extra mile services even at a smaller fee. So izaphumelela lento ukuthi yethulwe emphakathini ensukwini ezilandelayo. Sizothumela i-statement, sibhizi-ke ngakho okwakhathesi siphakathi kwalezo ngxoxo. Ngingakameshi la magama amadokotela amanye esivele sesixoxisana nawo, but they are quite prominent doctors who have been in the health care sector for 30 or so years. Ngabantu abasizinto abakwazi into abayenzayo. Sethembe abantu bazolisekela lolu hlelo.